If you're talking big science in the field of wildlife conservation, it doesn't get much bigger than the African elephant. And few know the African elephant as well as Ian Douglas Hamilton. He has studied the creatures and fought to protect them for more than 40 years now. This month's National Geographic magazine profiles his work in Kenya's Samburu National Reserve. And that work has taken a new technological turn. Tell us exactly what the technology is and how it works.
Some of the technology is incredibly simple. We use local people to get to know the individual elephants, to use little electronic cameras that timestamp every photo that they take, and we got a photo file of about 500 elephants. But the other technology is very complex. It consists of GPS and GSM tracking. That is, using satellites to pinpoint the elephant every hour, and then the elephant sends out a text message, which goes onto a great big database at the local cell telephone provider, and then we can access this, actually try to get inside an elephant's mind by looking at how the elephant moves.
You know, a lot of humans with big fingers have trouble texting. How on earth would an elephant do it? Describe how it works.
Yeah, well, they don't use their feet. It's all automated. There's a little electronics box with a chip inside a huge collar that we attach around the neck. And actually, the collar does all the work. It transmits every hour on the hour with a simple SMS text message. Because sometimes if an elephant crosses a certain boundary, say it goes out of the reserve and into crops, we want to be told right away. And we want to share that information with the farmers. So literally, while I'm here in Washington now, my phone every now and again is going beep, beep, and I open it up and it says so-and-so has left the reserve or crossed the river or has entered a danger zone.
Do you have that with you right now, in fact?
I have it right with me.
Can you open it up for us and tell us if there's a new message?
Here we are, menu messaging, text messages receive. Let me see. I got 5 unread messages. Latest one is, save the elephant's geofence alert, or Pegeta has entered the main conservancy. And that's one of our elephants that we're paying special attention to.
So now that you know the whereabouts, what does that mean in terms of behavior?
Well, if he breaks a fence and he goes out into these small holdings, he can cause dire damage. And really, because the people who own the big ranch are conservationists, they want to lower that human-elephant conflict. So they will send out a car and they will go and find the elephant and chase it back through the gap in the fence. And this is really a pilot project to show that that technique, which we call geofencing, works.
Now, I imagine that poachers have made elephants much more fearful of human beings. Have you been made more fearful of elephants by, and if you don't want to talk about this, I understand it must be difficult, but by your experience with this one elephant named Diana?
Not at all, not at all. It's perfectly okay. I'm not fearful of elephants. I had a very exciting incident that happened a few months ago when I was chased, and normally these elephants are very calm, but we were walking into the sun, and the sun got in my eyes, and we didn't notice an elephant until the young man who was with us, who was a Samburu, said, "Ndofuiku, there's some elephants there." And we looked up, and sure enough, there was this female with her head raised looking at us furiously. So she broke into a trot. So we said, "Okay, better go." Started walking, started running. And then I thought, well, to hell with this. You know, this is ridiculous, because almost all elephant charges are bluff. So I turned around and made a quick run at her. And actually, she wasn't in the least impressed. She just kept coming. But I'm not so fast now. I'm over 60. And so she caught me, actually, and threw me forwards with her tusk and her trunk. I fell about 10 meters ahead. She came straight over, stuck her tusk straight into the ground, about 9 inches. They were on either side of my head. And I turned around, and I looked up, and I saw this great big breast hanging over me, and I was being buffeted from side to side by the feet. And then she backed off. My glasses had gone flying off, but I was unhurt. And she stood back a few paces, turned and looked at me, went back a few paces more, turned to look at me. And I was sitting on my elbow looking up at her and thinking, now, why didn't you come back down and stick your tusk through my chest? Because, of course, elephants are incredibly accurate with their tusks. they want to. They can peel the skin off a placenta as the baby comes out with the greatest delicacy without harming their babies. So they no doubt that they know where to put their tusks. And so I can only conclude that she either changed her mind or what she intended was a threat demonstration. And if that's what she intended, all I can say was she was incredibly successful. My heart was pumping. I've been pondering about it ever since. And it's one of the hazards of living and working and sometimes on foot in the bush. So I've got quite a respect for her, and I look at her always with a special look these times.
Well, the entire story, written by David Quammen, is in the September issue of National Geographic magazine. Ian Douglas Hamilton is the founder of the conservation group Save the Elephants, and you can see some photographs of the elephants at Samburu as well, theworld.org. So nice to speak with you. Thank you again.
Oh, you're most welcome.